KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the latest IA Wrestle Class 1A and 2A rankings are out here this week in just ahead of the sectional wrestling meet scheduled for this weekend. In Class 1A, Underwood is ranked 4th and Logan Magnolia ranks 7th. They're the only area teams ranked in this week's team rankings. Among the individuals at 106, Stevie Barnes of Underwood is top-rated with Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia ranked 9th and Jace Rose of Riverside ranked 10th. At 113 pounds, Hagen Heistad of Logan Magnolia is top-rated. At 120 pounds, Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center is ranked 7th, while Weston Allen of Underwood is ranked 9th. At 126, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia rated 3rd. At 132, Logan James of Underwood is rated 5th. At 138, Nick Hamilton of Underwood is 2nd-ranked, with Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley 4th-ranked. At 145, Blake Thompson of Underwood is rated 2nd, and Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley 6th-rated. Connor Lang of Missouri Valley is ranked 7th at 152. At 160, Drew Vantiger of Bedford Lennox is rated 3rd. Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center is 9th-ranked. At 170, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley is 7th-rated. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW is the top-rated wrestler at 182. At 220, Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon is ranked 5th. Gavin Fisher of AHSTW is 7th-ranked, and Chance Stroh of Bedford Lennox is 9th. At 285, Aaron Olson of Missouri Valley is top-rated, with Brady Cannata of AHSTW rated 9th. Class 2A rankings show no area teams in the top 10, but individually, at 113, Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic is rated 3rd. At 138, Chase McLaren of Atlantic Cam is rated 4th. At 160, Justin McCunn of Red Oak is 6th-ranked. At 170, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM is ranked 7th. At 195, Thomas Bentley of Red Oak is 3rd-rated. Sam Chapman of Creston OM is 9th-ranked. At 220, Cale Roller of Atlantic Cam is rated 10th this week. At 285, Derek Wire of Harlan is 5th-rated. Thomas Wilson of Southwest Iowa is 6th-ranked in the latest rankings. On to college basketball now, where the 20th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones raced away in the second half to beat West Virginia last night. Lindell Wigginton poured in 28 points in a 93-68 victory.
You know, we were just spacing the floor, and like Coach said, just, you know, drive their guards. You know, we just want to drive their guards. And me personally, I know I got a quick step, so I like rely on my first step to get past defenders.
Wigginton feels he's rounding into shape after being sidelined early in the season with a foot injury.
You know, coming back from injury is a tough situation, but my teammates did a great job helping me stay confident, and my coaches did a great job helping me stay confident. And now I think I'm getting over that hump to where I'm going back to my old self, and I don't look forward to going back.
After winning only 4 Big 12 games a year ago, the Cyclones are now 5-3, and they're in the thick of the title chase.
You know, every team in the Big 12 is good, you know. Even with West Virginia's record, you can't never doubt them. You know, Coach Huggins, he prepares his team as well. You know, he's a great coach. And, just going up against, you know, the best competition night in and night out is great. You know, it makes you better as players, and, you know, it just brings the best out of people.
Iowa State now 16-5 on the season overall with that victory last night. Well, Phil Fain scored 16 of his 22 points in the second half. Zach Copeland finished with 19, and Illinois State beat Drake 69-55 last night. Malik Yarborough added 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists for Illinois State as they won 4 of their last 5 games to improve to 13-9 overall, 6-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Nick McGlynn had 15 points and 7 rebounds to lead Drake. Tremel Murphy added 11 points, and Brady Ellingson scored 9 points on 3 three-pointers. As Drake is now 16-6 overall, they're 5-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Cameron Crutwig hit his first three-pointer of the season for a 5-point lead with 48 seconds left, and Loyola Chicago held off Northern Iowa 61-60 last night for their 7th straight home win. Crutwig made a hook shot in the lane for a 57-55 lead, then blocked the shot under the basket at the other end. Inbounding it with 51.4 seconds left on the clock and 4 on the shot clock, Crutwig was left wide open in the corner, and he knocked down the 3. He'd missed his previous 2 three-pointers this year. A.J. Green kneeled a long 3-pointer just before the final buzzer for UNI. Crutwig finished with 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists for Loyola, as they're now 14-8 overall. They're 7-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Luke McDonald scored 16 points, and Green had 14 for Northern Iowa, as they now are 9-13 overall, 4-5 in the Valley. In top 25 men's college hoops, Marquette was able to coast in its first game since cracking the top 10 in the Associated Press men's poll Monday. Marcus Howard scored 32 points, and Sam Hauser added 19 as 10th-ranked Golden Eagles dumped Butler 76-58 at Indianapolis. Also last night, number 12 Virginia Tech goes to 17-3 as they beat Miami 82-70. Number 14 Villanova has a 9-game win streak with an 86-74 win over DePaul. Number 15 Louisville won its 6th in a row, an 82-54 romp at Wake Forest. And also it was number 19 LSU, its 10th straight win last night, 72-57 over Texas A&M. Well, former Oklahoma State assistant basketball coach Lamont Evans has pleaded guilty in Manhattan federal court to a single charge of conspiracy to commit bribery. Evans admitted to accepting $22,000 in bribes to convince NBA-destined athletes to team up with favored financial advisors. Sentencing was set for May 10th. A plea deal with prosecutors recommends a sentence of up to 2 years in prison and a $22,000 fine. Also, college basketball news, Michigan State guard Joshua Langford will miss the rest of the season because of an ankle injury that likely requires surgery. Langford started the Spartans' first 13 games, averaging 15 points, before missing the last 8 contests. The Iowa women's basketball team, basketball coach Lisa Bluter, says the record cold won't affect their travel plans today. The 13th-ranked Hawkeyes open the second half of the Big Ten race on the road tonight at Michigan.
We're moving things up a little bit because there is no school today, so we've moved our practice up. We're moving our departure time up a little bit earlier, but no problems there. The planes are, at this point, they're not here yet, but they're saying that they don't foresee any issues at all.
The Hawkeyes are 7-2 in the Big Ten, and they've won 5 straight.
I just want to keep them level-headed, blinders on, going into each game, preparing just as hard for each game as we have all season long. And our team has done such a good job of that.
Bluter says she hopes Iowa's experience is a plus on a road trip that also includes a Sunday visit to Penn State. In football news, Harlan senior Preston Mulligan announced this past weekend that he's committed to play his college football at Briarcliff. The quarterback had a big season in his one full year as a starter for the Cyclones, passing for 2,676 yards, 30 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions in 2018. Mulligan chose Briarcliff over other offers from Southwest Minnesota State, Iowa Central, and Iowa Western. Former Iowa standout Austin Blythe says playing for the Hawkeyes under coach Kirk Ferentz has prepared him for football's biggest stage. Blythe is a starting guard for the Los Angeles Rams, and they play the New England Patriots Sunday night in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta.
Coach Ferentz just really preaches details and fundamentals, and that's really what the NFL is about. If you're more detailed, you play with better fundamentals, better techniques, you know, most of the time you're going to come out on top.
The Rams had one of the NFL's top offenses all season, but Blythe feels the offensive line has played its best in the playoffs.
I think we just kind of fell back on our technique and fundamentals. We were really able to get back to that and talk about it after throughout that bye week before we played Dallas in the divisional round. We just got back to us, really. Like I said, playing with the techniques and fundamentals, and I think it's shown the last 2 weeks.
Blythe is a native of Williamsburg. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league will keep focusing on opportunities to create a deeper pool of minority coaching candidates. At his State of the League news conference Wednesday, Goodell lauded the NFL's Rooney Rule, designed 20 years ago to ensure minorities get interview chances when head coaching opportunities become available. An Associated Press analysis of coaching staffs for the 2018 season found only 4 minorities in the stepping stone positions of offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Rams cornerback Nickel Roby-Coleman says he's received 1 or 2 death threats from frustrated Saints fans on social media. Roby-Coleman was involved in the now infamous play during which he was not penalized for his obvious hit on Saints receiver Tommy Lee Lewis. No flag was thrown for pass interference for the helmet-to-helmet nature of the hit, for which Roby-Coleman was fined about $27,000 by the NFL. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick says Malcolm Brown has been added to the team's injury report after being limited during practice. Brown has a calf injury, and Belichick says the defensive tackle spent too much of the workout on the sideline. Belichick said everyone else was good to go. Saints coach Sean Payton says he's glad he's part of the committee that discusses proposed NFL rule changes. Payton said that coming up with the topics for the committee will be easy, but finding solutions are the hard part. Payton also noted that nothing discussed or done in the future can change recent officiating mistakes that may have cost the Saints a trip to the Super Bowl. Key rulings are expected soon in a lawsuit against the NFL filed by 2 Saints season ticket holders who were upset with the outcome of the NFC Championship game. The suit calls for the NFL to invoke a rule that could result in a do-over of the game, but which ended with the Rams beating the Saints and advancing to Sunday's Super Bowl. At issue is the officials' failure to call interference or roughness penalties against a Rams player at a key point in the final minutes of regulation play. Washington State and football coach Mike Leach have agreed to a one-year contract extension that runs through the 2023 season. The school said Wednesday that Leach will be paid $3.75 million in 2019 and $4 million per year the following 4 years. Leach guided Washington State to an 11-2 record last season, the most wins in program history. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Board of Regents has approved a one-year contract extension for football coach Lincoln Riley through 2023. The Sooners have won the Big 12 championship and made the college football playoff in both of his seasons as the head coach. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.